Remember report cards from elementary school? Whole semesters spent filling out worksheets, taking tests, preparing class projects, writing papers, all of it adding up to a final letter grade. But what if instead, all grades were based on a single test? For Indiana schools, that's how it is. It's a predicament which causes Superintendent Nick Eccles of the tiny North White School Corporation in Monon, Indiana, to shake his head and laugh.
When you look at our test scores collectively, compared to our counterparts, we're still behind them. But they're getting C's and D's, and we're getting an A. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say I don't like it.
The school letter grades only take into account two factors: how well students score on standardized tests, and how much students improve over time. While Eccles admits test scores at his district aren't the greatest, they've been improving, but his district's so small that he serves double duty as superintendent and principal at the elementary school. He says that lets him dig into helping individual classrooms, but also makes him worry about his school's overall individual letter grade. Leslie Rakowski studies assessments at Indiana University's School of Education. She says the fewer students a school has, the less accurate an assessment is.
Any statistic is subject to the vagaries of small sample size. And as you said, you know, a few outliers can drag down an average.
Think of it this way. If a school has 500 students, then a single student can't affect a school's test scores by more than 0.2%. If a school has only 100 students, then a single student can affect a score by a whole percentage point. Rakowski says it's not uncommon to see a single school jump up or down by 3 letter grades in a single year. Among the smaller schools in the state, there were even a few instances where a school saw its letter grade do a 180, going from an A to an F, or worse, the other way around. This actually happened in North White School Corporation, where Buffalo Elementary jumped from a D to an A in a single year. But the grades aren't simply a matter of bragging rights for schools. Wes Bruce is chief assessment officer for the Indiana Department of Education. He says the state decided to use the letter grade idea after earlier systems failed to catch the public's attention.
The state had a system of 5 categories before. Those categories, when we talked to folks in the field, were not very meaningful.
So the state changed the system to use letter grades and began giving failing schools grades easily associated with not meeting expectations. This caught people's attention, Bruce says, because teachers and parents alike didn't want their schools to get an F.
Several years ago, when Florida began grading schools, there were a significant number of schools who got Fs. They've kept the same process in place. Well, actually, they've made the bars a little bit higher. And there are many fewer schools receiving Fs today in Florida than were receiving them before.
School letter grades are also used to determine which schools are targeted for state takeover. For example, 4 schools in the Indianapolis area were placed under new administration based on letter grades received from the state. There were a number of other schools considered for takeover as well. These included schools in Gary and South Bend. But North White Superintendent Nick Eccles says it's not just a matter of looking good compared to other schools or avoiding takeover. It started a push to be Google-friendly. Now, even a cursory internet search will turn up a school's letter grade, and both potential business investors and parents thinking about relocating recognize the difference between an A and an F. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ben Skirvin.